It is your midweek extra. It is John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Paul Johnson. I'm joined by Mike Carey, and I'm joined by Andy Bell. It's a real Easter holiday special in front of me here, and we're here to talk about, well, first of all, Liverpool's 3-1 victory against Sheffield United. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the ticket price announcement that came out this morning, and then we're going to look ahead to Liverpool's Premier League trip to Old Trafford on Sunday. But, I mean, first of all, it's a win. Paul, they were brilliant. I think I say this team's still learning. I mean, they're running out of time with this manager, but you still feel like we're not great playing at 60-70%. We're a full throttle team, unfortunately or unfortunately, but you feel like these games where they dip, they struggle a little bit to manage them, yeah. I think, and the opposition find themselves getting back in. And I don't think that's been a problem for Klopp throughout. I don't think that is fair. I think there's been times where we have been able to manage it better, but I think certainly in the early days of Jürgen, maybe it's an early part of a team, and this is Liverpool 2.0, mm-hmm. and maybe that's something that you sort of figure out as you go. But it does feel like to me at the moment when you are watching them, we're not great at taking 10 minutes out. In fact, we take 8 of them, they score.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I got home last night, I think it was 81% possession. We had something crazy like that, which, you know, you would suggest that you had complete control of the game. But for anyone who watched it or anyone was there, although there was an element of control, you always felt that, you know, they had a couple of early chances which, you know, could have gone another way, and then they get the goal and you just sat there thinking, how are we in this position? And I had a proper cob on, and I had to get myself out of it, because literally they score and you just think, the one thing I didn't turn up at the ground last night thinking, you know, let's make this 8-0. I did say even our house, I said, I just want to get to 75 minutes and go, this is comfortable.
Yeah.
And I can enjoy this last 15, 20 minutes being maybe a couple of goals to the good, a couple of young lads coming on, resting a few ready for Sunday. That's what I wanted. And I looked at the clock and it was 70 minutes and it was 1-1. And I'm thinking, and I had a proper cob on. And I had to have a word with myself because I'd stopped singing. And I thought, we all. But obviously, it was like you said there, John, I think we need to learn how to, when we're playing those teams, because we're Brighton, just going back to that one, they had, you know, they had a lot of threat. They looked dangerous. Kind of. I didn't think Sheffield United looked, apart from the first couple of minutes where they had a couple of chances, and then they didn't really have much at all, and it was all us. But you just want Liverpool just to put the foot on the gas and just get that second goal, get that third goal, and then relax. And it didn't happen.